Well, my grease babies, my wayward wanderers, the drifters, scavengers, and raiders of the filthy states, it's finally here. The big one. This is your boy, Questmaster Big Bumble Bali, reporting from the Grease Valley Radio headquarters for potentially the last time, as the Great Filthy War has begun. The Wax Legion has returned to our doorsteps and is beating on it with full force. Now, these reports are coming from Fort Rocky, our encampment set up all along the Northern Rocky Mountains, along with our giant fortress made of steel and grease, holding Baltharus and Mother Maddox on top of the Northern Mountains. Now, the Wax Legionnaires are flooding the peaks as we speak now. They're with their enchanted armor given to them by their Mog reptilian reinforcements. They have Mog frost sorcerers alongside their giant hordes, protecting them with cold magic. I am reporting from Captain Grimble's spy jet, the M-Jet, keeping an eye on their armies. Now, we are in cloak mode now. I'm looking out through all the cameras set up on it. Now, the M-Fuel is low and should only last a few more battles, but for all we know, there's only a few more battles left to fight in the filthy states. Now, these hordes of legionnaires with their wax beasts are all across the Great Plains, running and charging towards the Northern Rockin' Mountains. Now, there's no telling what's going to be inside of these hordes, but wait, Grimble's pointing at... Oh, shit. Grimble, do you see that? There seems to be a blizzard, a lone blizzard, alongside all of these armies. What can be concealed inside of it? Captain Grimble, I need you to get closer. Go into the blizzard. We need to know what they're concealing inside. Now, this lone blizzard is approaching Fort Rocky as we speak. Now, if there's some kind of war weapon or a mobile fortress, we need to warn them about it now. Now, we're inside of it. Captain Grimble, whoa! Duck down! He almost crashed into something. What the fuck's in there? Grimble, get a good look on it already. What the fuck? Come on. Oh, shit. All I'm seeing is a mountain of wax. Pull out. Pull out. Oh my God. It's a fucking behemoth. It's a behemoth made of sopping wax. It's the size of a fucking mountain. Jesus Christ. Giant branching horns going in every direction. These eight lifeless eyes. Jesus Christ. There's fucking wax sapping off of it. This blizzard's the only thing keeping it together, I think. Jeez. Pull out. We gotta warn the boys at Fort Rocky. Everyone at Fort Rocky, evac. Evac now. It's not stopping. There's a behemoth headed your way. No, come on. What the fuck? Do we have anything to slow it down? No. It's heading right for Fort Rocky. It's gonna slam into it. Everyone, get the fuck out now. It's gonna collide any second now. Right into the fucking mountain. Run. Evac. I'm telling you now, Mother Maddox. Get the grease truck. Captain Grimble, pull out. Pull the fucking jet out now! No, there's no fucking way. This is Big Bumble Bali reporting that Fort Rocky has crumbled along with a half of the Rocky Mountains shattered into nothingness. The Great Filthy War has begun. Come on, can you get any of a closer look? What's up, Grease Babies? We're trying to confirm reports. I can't fucking believe it, but It seems that a large mass of the Northern Rockies have crumbled, an aftershock still crushing through the whole Rocky Mountains, through the whole fucking continental divide. Jesus Christ, this fucking wax behemoth knocked the whole thing over. It's covered the whole mountaintops with wax, all of the crumbled stone, wax covered, allowing the wax legionnaires to glide right over the mountains with no problem. This is fucked. Now, some have confirmed been able to evac. We've been able to see a good amount of grease dozers coming our way, a couple jeeps from the grease dogs. Even Captain Grimble was able to pick up at least a dozen of the grease dogs before he took off, but fuck! There's still no report of Baltharis. Now, there's said to be somebody let Baltharis go before, but yeah, there's no telling if they got caught up in the wax or stuck up in those frost-covered mountains now. Jesus Christ! And fucking baby Don Boar stuck out there. This fucking war's only going to get worse from here. If you can hear me, Baltharis. I've just got to hold out hope and hope that the grease dogs get back okay. Mother Maddox seemed to have escaped with some of the drivers. I mean, we should be able to recover from this, but now that the Rocky Mountains are destroyed, there's nothing keeping the Wax Legion from getting to us. They've even snowstormed the Rocky Mountains, covering the peaks with snow. There's no telling how many are coming over the mountains now. We've just got to hold out faith that somebody could come and help us. The war, it's not just here, it's all across the filthy states. Now, it's all about surviving the Great Filthy War as long as I'm concerned. If the Grease Valley can make it out alive, that's all we could ask for. There's no winning war. There's never winning any of the fucking wars. All we could do is help the good fights if we can and minimize damage to the valley as much as possible. Now, if the loot from Casino Dungeon and all of my questing party can return, Jesus Christ, we might actually be able to stand a chance. We'll probably be able to kick them out of the valley, but I'm thinking our best chances is to converge onto the Bloodstone Highway and put up our best fight there. If we can get it out of the valley, we'll be able to minimize damage as much as possible. And on top of the Bloodstone Highway, well, that's going to be the best point to converge with all of our reinforcements. If we could just get the force there, that's all that will matter. Now, mobilizing any further than that, now that's going to get us caught in risks of running into random war parties or any of the wars raging throughout the filthy states as we speak. It's fucking horrible. And allies are having the same exact problem. They can't get to us if all these wars are raging. Now, we need to aid the Appalachian Mages if possible. Now, DEW, Dynamo Elite Wrestling, they're trying to make their way over, and the Highway Queen Hecratonkery is on her way as well, but there's no telling what's going to go on out there or how long it will take for them to get here. Those are the warring kingdoms we know we could rely on if they could get all the way out here. Hopefully they can, because I can't trust any of the other warring kingdoms out here. The closest would be Golden Coast, but I mean, they've been weaponizing Enertron tech, and with the golden hand playing in their invisible hand behind everything, no, there's no trusting what the Golden Coast will do. And as far as I'm concerned, they've been looking for global conquest of all of the filthy states and past that for the longest time now. I can't trust it. The Red Rock Nation is staying neutral as always, but I don't know if they'll be able to survive with those kind of standards at this point. We're gonna need their help, but I don't trust that they'll come. The Money Popes have been running rampant all across the Pacific Northwest, heading in our direction as we speak. Now, they have been out there praising that this is their day, and the day of money has finally arrived. These fucking warmongers, there's no telling who they will attack or come after, just alongside the Gemstone Horde as well. Their intents are unknown, but they have been raging wars all across the South right now. The Topaz Lords invading war parties, coming into different kingdoms. They're in a free-for-all rampage. The Gunmongers, the Lone Star Gunmongers, the good old bad guys of this fucking thing. They've sent war parties in all direction. Giant semis with hundreds of gunmongers whacked out with their religious beliefs and their fucking drugged up minds. Their belief that their guns are the only ones who could rule the filthy states correctly. There's no fucking trusting any of them, and I'm sure they have a war party heading for the Greece Valley as we speak. And if that isn't enough warring kingdoms slamming all into each other at once to form the seismic collision of war, a tectonic shift in our political states, nothing's gonna be the same after this. It seems the highway queens have begun a war royale. Now they are all battling to see who will become the true highway queen. They've all been peaceful and sometimes working together, sometimes fighting against each other, but now it seems they have all come out of the woodworks to battle each other to figure out who is truly the best highway queen. And we're gonna back Highway Queen Hecatonchires in this battle. With McStarkin on her ship, she should be able to bring the Dragonbrone Express all the way across the filthy states and truly reign over it with her highway folk, but there's no fucking telling. With these 8, 9, 20 different armies all slamming each other at once, there's no fucking good outcome coming out of it. Okay, I'm getting a transmission now. I'm receiving reports from the Red Rock Nation. No, what the fuck? What is this? It's just footage of a volcano exploding. Is this? No fucking way. They're saying this is Mount Rainier. There's no fucking way. It's got this red crimson glow to it all across it. Is it fucking Sarin Stone? Jesus Christ. The explosion from Mount Rainier being felt 600 miles away. This is is it confirmed? Sarin volcano in the Pacific Northwest. There's no fucking telling what it will release, what kind of power it will bring to the Sarin creatures all across. This is officially the Sarin Empire coming for us. Oh, no. Fuck. Not another fucking warring kingdom. What? Is it the fucking sounds of jet planes? Is it? Oh shit! It's a fucking Appalachian made twilight out. Well, what's up? Oh fuck! It's giving me visions. It's blasting me with telepathic visions of no. What is this? There's something descending from the skies. I'm seeing blimps descending from the clouds. Helicopters in red and gold. These regal flying creatures coming down. It's the fucking Sky Kingdom. Thousands of drones surrounding it. A giant kingdom built in the sky. No. The fuck? Why is it coming down now? Why would it choose? It's covering all of Chicago. All of what's up Chicago is being covered by the Sky Kingdom. This is fucked up. How is it even? It must be being held up by the G-Stone, like the Pacific Highway. This is fucked up. I get. Okay. The Sarin Empire and the Sky Kingdom have both entered our fucking galaxy, it seems. Yeah. Maybe the Twilight Owls got it wrong. Maybe the Red Rock Nation's reporting falsely, but the fucking filthy states are crumbling in on themselves. What the fuck do they all want? These fucking esoteric threats coming down. Wait, what's that? I'm getting a fucking transmission blur. Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Hey, what's up, scrub fucks? I found your shitty valley. Me and the gunmongers are here to live stream ya death bally. Mail and laser titties. Go get 'em, boys.
Fuck! Come on! Jesus! There's no fucking surviving this! The Rocky Mountains have crumbled, Mount Rainier has exploded into a volcano, and the Sky Kingdom are ripping through the sky! Now a fucking gunmonger war rig is right outside of the valley! Fucking Malins brought him right to our doorstep! Fuck! the fuck's going on here? There's a war rig, the laser war rig, ripping through the valley as we speak. It's fucking ripping around, but yeah, it's got stuck and caught inside of one of our grease traps. They're trying to get their tires loose. They've got a 16-wheel war rig with God knows how many fucking gunmongers inside of there. Now, hopefully it's just Malin Laser Tits fucking ridiculous cult-like crew in there. They're gonna be no match for my fucking bug spikes. I don't even walk on legs no more. I just fucking use my spines to move me around. Now, hopefully the Grease Dogs and Mother Maddox could get back in town quick enough to help us with this. We weren't expecting a fucking war rig from the south. Only the fucking Wax Legion, and God knows how much time we have before they get here. Fuck. Is that fucking... I think it's that fucking neckbeard troll. The male in laser tits. What, he's coming out of the war rig. I could see him through a camera. What the fuck's wrong with your chest, dude? What the fuck did he do to you? Are you a cyborg?
What? My cyber-enhanced bod? Are you fucking hot, bro? Your tits? Your titties? Why you even got them? They probably just sit there. An evolutionary flaw. But me? Me, y'all, I made my titties useful. I made them a fucking weapon. I am the future, Bali. We live in a raptured world. God took the rich because the rich were the only good amongst us. But now, in this world, I am the rich. And he will pick me up in round two and leave you scrub fucks to the hell on earth.
You fucking idiot! Money wasn't raptured! What the fuck's wrong with you, dude? Where's hell then? Wouldn't hell be on earth if everything got raptured?
Are you fucking ignorant to our situation, Molly? Look around. The Saren beasts, the magic frogs, a fucking volcano just exploded that's been dormant for millenniums. We are in hell, Bali, and the gunmongers are gonna survive, and they're gonna show you how God, how strong God is, man. We are like Samson, and my sky friends agree with us. Ain't that right, boys?
Oh, fuck. Come on. What's going on? What'd you do, Malin? The whole fucking sky is flashing. It's flashing these red and purple colors. Ugh! It's disorienting us. It's playing this fucking music. What are those fucking drones? It's a fucking 1,000 drones blocking out our valley from mountain to mountain. What the fuck, man? Did you make it? How did you get the Sky Kingdom to work with you? This is fucked. We need to get out of this. I can't fucking focus with this music blasting. But I can sense your horrible B.O. with my fucking pheromone powers. My bugly abilities will make me be able to get you, Malin. I will kill you. You will leave my fucking valley. No, the fucking... No, not another fucking war party coming into the valley. Who the fuck's that?
We have been sent by the Golden Ghost. You are under arrest by Enertron law. Surrender yourself to our will and return to the Golden Coast with us now. What? What are those? A bunch of fucking golden chariots? You called the Golden Coast on us? You fucking grease wads will regret this. Everybody pull out. Retreat back to the main force.
No fucking way. Malin and the war rig are retreating. They're retreating towards the Bloodstone Highway. This is our fucking moment. We gotta follow him. Maybe if we follow him out, the golden chariots will come for us too. We gotta get these things out of the valley. They're shooting down all the drones, but the drones seem to be covering Malin's fucking back. Jesus Christ. We gotta get out of here now. Oh shit, where the grease dog jeeps are pulling up. Hey, what's up, chump change? Let me in.
All right, let's fucking move. This might be the big one, our final defense. Let's go, guys. Come on, everybody. All my grease dogs, let's move forward. This is our big, filthy defense. Oh shit, it seems the golden chariots are still right on our tail as the Wax Legion is approaching from the east. Now, the gunmongers are about to reinforce with their bigger war rigs, but we have DEW and Appalachian mages converging on the Bloodstone Highway as we speak. Our last hope is that Cassidy and the Grease Valley questing party can get back here with that loot and meet us here. Hopefully they're fucking close, because we're here. We are on the Bloodstone Highway. The Grease Valley is here to fight for its honor. It's all fucking Saren stone, though. The whole highway, it's fucking glowing with its crimson colors right now. Wait, what the fuck? Everybody stop in the distance. Everyone look. What the fuck? Stop fighting. Do you see that? That's a fucking elder entity approaching. The elder entity Turtis Krang, fucking city on its back. A giant tortoise with its Sarenstone city, with a whole fucking army on it. There's no telling what kind of Saren tech is inside of it. Everybody will need to team to crush this thing, or else it's gonna kill us all. Do you fucking hear me? I'm talking to all of you. The golden chariots are right beside us. What are you gonna do, huh? Oh, fuck, thank God. They're charging right at the Elder Entity. The DEW, you guys gotta hold off the Money Popes. It seems the Money Popes are trying to defend the Sarenstone Beast. What the fuck kind of alliance is this? This is fucked. Everybody's gotta team together now, or else we're all gonna die. Nobody's gonna win this war, you hear me? Oh shit, look, even the gunmongers are helping. They're sending a war rig right at it. Now, oh shit.
Not all of us, Bali. Fuck you, guy. The gunmongers can handle the hell beast, but you're fucking mine. Today you die. I'm gonna laser kick the fucking heads of what? What? Get off me. What the fuck?
Not today. Nobody's killing Bali except for me, and I still need that grease fuck. Eat my knife or phone. Die, Malin. Yeah.
Holy fuck. Thank you, Zane. Holy shit. I thought I was a goner right there. Wait. Holy shit. The Sarenstone army is approaching. Do you see that? What the fuck? They've tainted the sleeping giant. We've been searching for you for months. It's pumping out this red gas now instead of its regular pink gas. Oh no, the gas is turning other fucking people into Saren creatures. It's solidifying their skin into crimson stone. Fuck, everybody get away. We gotta fucking stop that thing now. Hurry up, the Golden Coast is getting crushed out there. The Golden Chariots aren't even putting up a good fucking fight at this point. Fuck, how do we even slow this thing down? We gotta knock off one of its legs. Does anybody hear that noise? Is it a fucking train? Yeah, from out of the distance, but that's not the Dragonbone Express. Fuck, that's fucking Highway Queen Moxlin. Oh, she's heading right for the Elder Egg. Damn! She just smashed through one of its fucking legs. It slowed down. It can't move. It's slowly recharging its leg. But this is our moment. No, don't! Fuck! The Highway Queen Moxlin is not friendly. Rewarding. Not a friendly. She's slamming into grease dogs. Your fucking jeeps as we speak. Grease dogs, you guys gotta fend off the highwaymen coming out of the trucks, out of the fucking train now! Holy shit. We might have a fighting chance. Enertron has finally backed up its fucking word. Those are fucking Enertron Hydron crabs. big as a skyscraper, these giant purple-green crabs, with giant cannons on all across its back. It's fucking going to blow up the train. No, focus the Elder Entity. That is the main threat right now. Jesus Christ, there's so much fucking death out here already. There's fucking gemstone hoarders coming in trying to scavenge off of the dead. This is fucking horrifying. We need to stop the Elder Entity, and then we need to fucking figure this war out, because this is not working for any of us now. Jesus Christ, it seems like the Elder Entity is sucking in the blood from all of the dead. It's only making it stronger. The more that die, the more powerful the Sarenstone beasts are getting. Is that more fucking people? Jesus Christ, I can hear this thunder is stomping. It's not the Hydron crabs. No, fuck you. No, not... It's a fucking Wax Behemoth. The Wax Behemoth is here. The Wax Legion has made its way here, and it's now threatening to kill all of... No. Is there fucking something riding on top of the Wax Behemoth? It looks like it has a horn, but that's not a horn. That's a fucking person sticking out of the Wax Behemoth. What are you?
I am Creator Wax Legion. I am a god of this seeping substance, the Wax Wizard King. I am the reviver of the dead, the necromancer of wax, and I have come to watch over your battles, your pointless wars, for after all the fighting is done, I will resurrect all of your dead, covering this battlefield in wax. And when all of your dead stand with their new waxly bodies, they will praise me as a god. I will rule the filthy states with one banner, the banner of wax. You will all become my subjects.
Well, howdy, y'all. I don't think that'll be the case, Wizard of Wax. We're here now.
So this is what everyone's been waiting for, what everyone's been preparing or ramping up for. This is what a great filthy war looks like. Jesus Christ, it's fucking horrible. But it looks like we're gonna be able to make our way out of this one if everything goes right, because Cassidy and the questing party have showed up. The cyborg centaur cowboy himself. Oh boy. Yeah. Now Cass has been fending off the Wax Wizard King and his legion for a while now. 7 more highway queens have joined the battle, and they are all in fighting form against each other, including Queen Hecatonchery has arrived. Our fucking bet in the highway queen royale. Man, now the fucking gunmongers have brought in the Gun Knight. Yeah, that motherfucker, the Gun Knight from Stone Prison. There's no telling what this guy is up to now, so I've been hiding in a bush. If that guy sees me, he's gonna kill me on sight. I'm not dealing with that motherfucker. Seems like the Appalachian mages have been fending off the Sarenstone beasts coming out of the Sarenstone city itself. This fucking Elder Entity needs to be stopped already. But with the help of the Enertron Hydron crabs, the giant towering robot creatures, they are sieging the Elder Entity Turden Kragan itself right now. Now, whoa. Ah! What the fuck? What the fuck? Oh, fuck. I've been stabbed. Somebody help me. Fuck. Oh, shit. They just claim out of stealth mode. It's fucking assassins. They're in Tarkin spider gear. They have golden handprints on their helms. You, what the fuck? But get away from me. Back up. Get away. Somebody help. Larkin, help me. Fuck. Whoa. Oh, shit.
Oh, a greasy grizzly has knocked the fucking assassins away from me. Oh shit! Hey! It's the fucking man! It's the druid Ragnar himself! He's come to save me! He's come to save the whole filthy valley! Yeah! Now with my spine move, die, golden hand goon! You motherfuckers! Trying to assassinate me during a botany. Wait, what?
Catch this!
What the fuck? Is this? Oh shit! This is the Star Scimitar! Thank you, Cassidy! This is that good loot! Everybody watch out! I'm gonna fucking slice through you! Wax Legion! I'm coming for you! Come on! Slice through your wax skin! Nothing can stop the Star Scimitar with the power of the cosmos behind me! Oh fuck! The Mog! Damn it! I should have fucking known. We should have had this scouted. The Mog have arrived to the battlefield. A giant brood mother Mog has come surrounded by her sorcerers. She's floating in a stone throne marked with a million different fucking ruins. What the fuck is this? Is she using her magic to channel through the stone throne? Is this... Fuck! I don't know if we'll be able to stop. No! Somebody's gotta stop. She's sapping the mana from the Appalachian mages. No! And the wrestle horns! They're losing their momentum. They're not gonna be able to fight this for too much longer. We need a fucking giant outcome. We need someone big to come out. This is not good. We need to. Oh shit! The elder entity, Turk Krag, it just fucking slammed into an Energon crab. It smashed that thing to pieces. It's exploding in Hydron energy. There's only two crab cannons left. If the last two Hydron crabs go down, I don't know if we'll be able to stop the elder entity. We might need to retreat back to the valley. This won't be fucking good. The valley will be fucking warfielded at that point. We gotta stop this now. What the fuck? I don't know how much longer we can hold out. Everybody, there's still fucking thousands of gunmongers in the Sky Kingdom with their drones. They're sending down helicopters and they're sniping us. These red and yellow sniper helicopters, and the gunmongers are now riding the Sky Kingdom's drones like fucking surfboards. This is hellish. The Wax Legion is undying. I slashed down a million and then they just put themselves back together. Energon's just too fucking powerful to even think of stopping right now. The Highway Chaos, the Sarenstone, the fucking Elder Entity's just absorbing all of the bloodshed. There's no fucking way out of this war. We need the big guns! Cassidy, I fucking need you! Oh shit! Everybody down, watch!
Take this, Wax Behemoth! Shine, Baylor!
No fucking way! With the evil eye of Baylor! Cassidy is petrified! The entire behemoth! The whole wax thing is turned to stone! It can't fucking move! This is our moment! Cassidy, fuck yeah! Wait. The whole sky. The everybody stopped battling. They're just staring up. The sky is turning black. Is this more of the drones? Is this the Sky Kingdom? Wait, no, the drones are falling out of the sky. The helicopters are retreating into the sky. What the fuck is this? This is hell. What is this? There's something else falling out of the sky. Is this fucking money? What the fuck? What is in the sky? Everybody look!
I don't even know how to report this to you, Grease Babies. The sky is black and purple, covered with a spacey glow, and it's raining. It's raining money. Money showering down from the fucking skies. I could see all the money poops and their armies of loot boys are praising it. They're on their knees praising to the skies. The Wax King is terrified and the Elder Entity just keeps continuing to cry out in pain. What the fuck? This just can't fucking be. The Sky Kingdom helicopters are all retreating back into the sky. The whole Sky Kingdom seems to be moving out of the way. There's a blue ray. There's a blue ray beaming onto the sky. No! What the fuck? The whole Sky Kingdom, it's been destroyed. It's falling out of the sky. Where did that beam come from? What the fuck? From the sky? From the sky, there's... Is that a fucking spaceship? Is that a fucking cosmic ship? It's a ziggurat ship. It's descending down from the cosmic sky with a powerful blue radiance. This is impossible. Are we being... These fucking aliens? There's five figures descending from the ziggurat now. They're hovering in their godly glow. These grotesque... Gods of money.
Servants of Earth. Halt your pathetic squabble. We are the cosmic capitalists. Once like you, but now gods of currency. We have returned so money may claim this world once again. And kill this world's guardians. No one can stop money. Now die, beasts of Gaia.
Holy fuck. No, everybody run. Retreat. Everybody go into retreat. They just fucking vaporized the Elder Entity. The whole fucking Saren City has been destroyed in one swoop. The fuck is this? No, everybody retreat! No one's surviving this one! Every army is packing up as we speak. They are all leaving now. Wait, holy shit! There's a giant purple shield being emitted over us. This prismatic shield, it's coming from the Mog Broodmother. She's fucking protecting all of us while we escape. Thank you, Mog Mother. Everybody, we got this. Is our only chance. Move! There's no fucking way it's back. This is fucking stupid. No, this is not how the war's supposed to end. Why would they do this? The fucking cosmic capitalists will kill us all. There's no fucking reasoning with money. If you're listening to this, money has returned. Money has returned back to Earth, and the great filthy war is lost. It's all over, Grease Babies. I don't know how else to say it. The cosmic capitalist ship has annihilated the Gunmonger Nation with a hypercharged money beam, and there's no telling who the fuck is next. This is fucking it. All this fucking warring and all of our little kingdoms and all of our squabbles, it's just led to money returning and destroying us all. I mean, that fucking ship with its beam can literally destroy each of us one by one, kingdom by kingdom. And when that beam recharges, as it sits in their ziggurat spaceship hovering in our orbit, there's literally just a giant ziggurat sitting on our orbit right now. It's just gonna beam down and keep continuously destroying every fucking land until our whole planet's been purged of life. I mean, the fuck's going on here? I just want to die with my Grease family. That's all I want. With my creature babies. And Baltharus is still fucking lost out there. Baby, if you can hear me. I mean, but the Broodmother's shield did fend off a couple of the shots from the capitalists. I mean, I don't know how powerful they actually are or how powerful some of Earth's forces actually are. I mean, there's just no telling. But with our ship in orbit and all of the kingdoms in war, there's no fucking chance we're actually be able to battle the... I'm getting the transmission. Who is the transmission from
the Wax Wizard King. No, fuck this guy. What the fuck? Let him in. Fuck it.
Big Bumble Bali of the Grease Valley. I am reaching out to you in light of our circumstances. It seems things have changed, and we must change our approach. The Mog's brood mother says that she needs help with a ritual to depower their cosmic ship. If you agree to help us, we might be able to stop the cosmic capitalists, but only if we all work together.
Bali, it seems my golden hand contacts have reached out. They are saying the Golden Coast can organize a supply convoy and supply anything needed to stop this cosmic force. They do agree we need all we can right now.
It is Smogador, and the Mage Assembly agrees. The Appalachian Archmage is sending ritual components to the Mog as we speak. Only through our coalition may we be able to stop this. What do you say, Bali?
Holy shit, I mean, yeah, if we all fucking pool our resources right now, this really could work. We could fucking defend our whole planet. I mean, yeah, all right, let's get the wheels turning, everybody. We need to set up communication between all of the kingdoms. We need to set up some kind of route between all of us so we could supply each other. I mean, this could actually work. We must all work together to save our planet from the power of money. Tomorrow. Fuck, we're gonna get everything set up, but Grease Babies, stick around, because there is one more battle on the horizon, and we're gonna defend our planet tomorrow. To you.
Grease Valley Radio was written, produced, and created by BBB / Sebastian Buderba. All voice acting and narration, unless otherwise credited, was done by Sebastian B / BBB. And to find more of the show, find updates, go to Twitter, @ Grease Radio. You could find additional content on there, like quests. We post quests just like it's a quest board over there. Go check it out on Twitter, @ Grease Radio. And also, if you'd like to support the show, please leave us a free, absolutely free, Apple review. Man, 5 stars real quick. Helps grow the community and get this podcast in the ears of more listeners. Or pay me. Help me financially. I have a Patreon, @ Grease Radio, Grease Valley Radio. Go check it out. We got a $2 tier where you can get shouts out at the end of the episodes, like right here. And there are more tiers where you could be written into the lore of the Grease Valley. Go check it out on Patreon, @ Grease Valley Radio, or for a free option, leave an Apple review. It really means a lot. Thank you for supporting. And to find more content, go to SoundCloud or Bandcamp, type in Bullet Teeth, much like the artist / gun bard you've heard on here. Go check them out. I've got tons of projects. We just released 2 singles in the past 2 weeks. Go check it out for new music produced by BBB. Thank you for checking all of it out. Thank you for hanging around. Thank you for being you. This has been Grease Valley Radio. To you.